Today is March 10th, 2026, and welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. We've got a packed episode for you today, diving into some exciting developments in the AMD ecosystem and beyond. So let's get right into it. 1. MSI Pro B850P Wi-Fi Motherboard. A new AMD Ryzen AM5 motherboard is being tailored for Linux and open source enthusiasts with an exciting firmware initiative from 3M Deb. 2. NVIDIA's Dynamic Multi-Frame Generation. A new feature set to enhance gaming experiences on RTX 50 series GPUs, with flexible framerate multipliers launching soon. 3. NVIDIA Jetson. The Edge AI platform is making waves with its support for generative AI models, opening new avenues for developers. 4. NVIDIA RTX Pro Server. Game development is getting a facelift with virtualized workflows to streamline production across teams. 5. AI Video Generation. NVIDIA is simplifying local AI video generation, enhancing tools for game developers and creators. Deep dive on news items. Let's kick things off with the MSI Pro B850-P Wi-Fi motherboard. This motherboard is generating buzz for its commitment to open source firmware. Priced at $179, it's not just another Ryzen AM5 board. It's a platform that 3M Deb is working on to port Core Boot and AMD's experimental OpenSIL code. For those unfamiliar, Core Boot is an open-source firmware platform that replaces proprietary BIOS implementations. The inclusion of AMD's OpenSIL, which stands for Silicon Initialization Layer, is particularly noteworthy because it aims to provide a more transparent and secure boot process. This motherboard marks the first time 3M Deb is porting Core Boot to an AMD platform, and they're also working on a similar project for the Gigabyte MZ33-AR1 EPIC 9005 server motherboard. What makes this initiative even more compelling is the potential for enhanced user experience through paid Desharo builds, which would allow consumers to have a pre-flashed motherboard with Core Boot, simplifying the deployment process. While the OpenSIL code is still experimental, the community's enthusiasm for such projects is palpable. I personally find it exciting that we might see more motherboard vendors support open source efforts like this in the future. Transitioning to our next topic, we have NVIDIA's Dynamic Multi-Frame Generation, MFG technology, which is set to launch on March 31st. This feature is designed to maximize monitor refresh rates by allowing GPUs to dynamically adjust framerate multipliers, including new 5x and 6x modes. This is particularly relevant for gamers with high refresh rate displays, as it allows for a more responsive gaming experience. Unlike traditional frame generation methods, which often maintain a constant frame rate, dynamic MFG can alter the output on the fly to maintain optimal performance. This could be a game changer for titles that implement resource-intensive rendering techniques, such as path-traced lighting effects. It's interesting to see NVIDIA focusing on software enhancements rather than new hardware at GDC this year, especially as the gaming industry grapples with supply chain issues. The upcoming DLSS 4.5 and the integration of Dynamic MFG could provide a much-needed boost in performance for gamers looking to push their RTX 50 series GPUs to the limit. Next, let's talk about NVIDIA Jetson, which is making strides in the edge AI space. The Jetson platform is enabling real-time inference for various applications, from robotics to industrial automation. At CES, they showcased the Cat AI Assistant, which uses NVIDIA's Jetson Thor for natural voice interactions without relying on cloud services. What's particularly exciting is the support for open models, allowing developers to build AI applications that are both powerful and private. The Jetson platform now supports a range of generative AI models, from smaller ones to more extensive models with billions of parameters. This flexibility is crucial as developers look to run AI workloads locally, reducing latency and improving data privacy. The advancements in memory efficiency and compute power are making it feasible to deploy complex AI systems in real-world applications, such as robotics and autonomous vehicles. For instance, the Sonic project from NVIDIA's Gear Lab is training humanoid controllers with impressive results, demonstrating the potential for Jetson in physical AI systems. Moving on, we have NVIDIA's RTX Pro Server, which is redefining game development workflows. As game studios increasingly rely on distributed teams, the need for centralized GPU infrastructure has never been more critical. The RTX Pro server allows for the virtualization of core workflows across creative, engineering, AI research, and quality assurance teams. This means that studios can pool resources and dynamically allocate GPU performance based on workload needs, significantly improving efficiency and reducing idle capacity. The RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell Server Edition GPU, with its ample memory buffer, is particularly well-suited for this task, enabling simultaneous high-performance applications. By supporting AI alongside traditional graphics workloads, NVIDIA is helping studios streamline their production processes and enhance collaboration across teams. This is a significant step forward, especially as AI continues to play a central role in game development. Lastly, let's discuss the updates from NVIDIA regarding AI video generation with Comfy UI. At GDC, they unveiled a new app view interface designed to simplify the user experience for generating videos. This is particularly beneficial for artists who may not be familiar with complex node-based workflows. The introduction of RTX Video Super Resolution allows for real-time 4K upscaling, which is a game changer for video production. This tool can upscale generated videos significantly faster than traditional methods, leveraging the power of RTX GPUs to deliver high-quality outputs without the typical constraints of speed and VRAM. NVIDIA's commitment to enhancing local AI video generation tools shows their understanding of the needs of creators in the gaming industry. With these advancements, artists can focus more on creativity rather than technical hurdles. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly, with significant contributions from both AMD and NVIDIA. From open source initiatives and AI advancements to streamlined workflows in game development, the future looks promising for developers and engineers alike. Looking ahead, we can expect even more innovation as the industry adapts to the growing demands of AI and graphics performance. Stay tuned for more updates and discussions in our next episode. Until then, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with your GPUs.